The Senate version would increase the state's gasoline tax, the general sales tax, and registration fees. This to provide $900 million more a year for transportation projects. Among those voting in favor, Roanoke State Senator John Edwards.
So I think it's a very good bill. I'm very excited about the Senate's plan.
Especially, he says, since it carries the promise of bringing Amtrak service to Roanoke by 2016. But this is a much different funding plan than the one approved in the House, where delegates voted not to increase the gas tax, but dump it altogether. The House seems sure to reject the Senate version, and that's when the two sides will try to work out a compromise.
Well, we're going to have to compromise. Everybody knows that. The House is going to have to give. The Senate's going to have to give. So let's hope we come up with something that everybody can live with.
Edwards believes it's more possible now than at any time in the last decade. Evan Jones, WFIR News.